Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good. God is an awesome God. And God can do anything but fail. And he haven't failed us yet. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his love, for his goodness, for his grace and his mercy. We thank God because God is a God above all gods. He can do anything but fail. And he hasn't failed us yet. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Let us get out our word, Psalm 91. Praise God, our Psalm of Protection. Psalm 91, our Psalm of Protection. And keep yourself a Bible. We don't know when these cell phones are going to go up. We don't know when the laptops are going to go up. We don't know when the computers are going to go up. Keep yourself a word of God with you at all times. Amen. The Holy Bible. Amen. 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 And God has placed this with us years and years ago, the word of God. Carry it in your pocketbook. Carry it in your wallet. Men in your pockets. Take the word of God with you. In your cars. Have one in your office. In your home, definitely. The word of God, it was going to keep you, guide you, lead you, and direct you. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. And we could pray the scriptures. Amen. Someone said, I don't know how to pray. Pray the scriptures. And there's a model prayer that we could pray. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is good. God is awesome. God can do anything but fail, and he haven't failed you yet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for our sponsors, Ms. Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors, 443-854-0977. That's Ms. Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors, a praying woman, powerful woman of God, 443-854-0977. Give her a call today. She is a powerful prayer warrior. She will make that first home purchase a blessing and not a burden. The selling of your home, a blessing and not a burden. Give her a call at 443-854-0977. Let her know you heard here at the Power Hour of Prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines, 2103 North Charles Street, Ebony Styles, Natural Hairstyles, Master Electrician. Also, David has a barber on the premises and operates according to CDC guidelines. You must wear your mask. Praise God, praise God, praise God. If you need fresh fruits and vegetables, give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. That's 443-449-3631. Let him know you'd like to have some fresh fruits and vegetables, and sometimes he does have baked goods. Give him a call today at 443-449-3631. Let him know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Dr. David Gaines is a Christian man of God, and his wife, Demetria. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines blessing our community over and over again throughout COVID. Amen. Give him a call if you want to pick up your fresh fruits and vegetables. Call him today at 443-449-3631. And again, he's located 2103 North Charles Street. Yes, he is a master electrician for those master hairstyles. Natural. Thank God for Jesus. It's sad that we have to pass a law to keep from being discriminated with wearing our natural hairstyles. Isn't that sad? God created our hair, and we thank God for it. Give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631 for those natural hairstyles. Master Electrician. Thank God for Dr. David Gaines, and thank God for Reg the Barber at that location. But you have to call them at 443-449-361 to schedule an appointment for the Master Electrician, Dr. David Gaines, or for Reg the Barber. To God be the glory for the family tree. raising families up. That's what the family tree is doing, raising families up. If you stand in need of parenting skills, assistance with raising your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, foster children, give the family tree a call at 410-889-2300. 410-889-2300. Give them a call if you stand in need of assistance. If you have an emergency, you need child care, it's free. Free respite care. Children ages, I believe, 2 to 12. Do not leave your children at home alone. If you have an emergency, you have to go to the barber. Ladies, you may have to go to the hairdresser. Give Dr. David Gaines a call for the hairdresser, okay? But those of you that need that child care, call 410-889-2300. It's free, 4 hours, amen, of free respite care. If you have an emergency, you need to give the family tree a call, 410-889-2300. Complete your paperwork. They're professionals, men and women that are there that will be there to care for your children. 4 hours of free respite care, sponsored by the Family Tree, nonprofit organization that also has virtual classes and classes in person for parenting. If you need those parenting skills, you need help, you need support, stand in need of resources, give them a call at 410-889-2300. All right. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. We want to serve the entire person, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Types of resources are available to the body of Christ. And we want to make you aware of them. They said information is power, and you got to have the right information. Amen. And also, we know our people suffer because we don't have that knowledge that we need. We want you to have everything that you need, the body of Christ. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare that followeth, from nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and on His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Glory be to God. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that floweth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Look at God. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Thank you, Jesus. Because thou have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. Yes, I believe in angels. And God has assigned each and every one of us angels, healing angels, prosperity angels, protection angels, angels of knowledge. Thank you, Jesus, for his angels. His angels. I want you to hear it this morning. For he should give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Be careful how you entertain strangers, maybe an angel in disguise. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. My God. But what's going to happen? They shall bear thee up to their hands, but thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because what? He have known my name. He knows your name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Have you answered his call this morning? The sheep
knows and hears his voice. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I will, with long life, will I satisfy him and show him thy salvation. Long life, and I believe that's long, healthy life. Show him my salvation. Thanks be to God. Glory be to God. Ain't God good all the time? My blessed sisters and brothers, you are truly, truly blessed. Yes, he is good. God is good all the time. Let's share another scripture with you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he had what? For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Shelah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your heads, my sisters and my brothers. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the doctor say. I don't care what your enemies have done to you. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Glory, hallelujah. The King of glory, we welcome you this morning. Come on into our lives, our minds, our spirits, and our souls. Come on in, King of glory, into our homes. Come into our bedrooms. Come into our jobs. Come into our houses, our cars, our cities, our neighborhoods, our states, our nation. Come on in, King of glory. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift up ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Shalom. Welcome the King of glory into your home today. Welcome the King of glory into your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout, glory, hallelujah, this morning. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Welcome the King of glory into your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You should feel a shout coming on now. Lift up your heads, my sisters and my brothers. Welcome the King of glory into your life. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Thank you, Jesus. We welcome you into our homes, our hearts today. The Lord I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thank you, Jesus. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely, surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Not maybe, if you feel like it. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Who's following you? goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will what? Dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word of God says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Thank him for his goodness and mercy following you. Don't tell Satan to get behind you. Stop saying that, my sisters and brothers. You don't want Satan following you. Satan is under your feet, and you keep him there. Hell is under your feet. Don't say, get thee behind me, Satan. Uh-uh. The word of God says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I pray that you all got that this morning. Stop saying, Satan, get behind me. You don't want him behind you. You're a man or woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And my blessed sisters and brothers, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Trust God. Believe God. Goodness and mercy shall follow you. When you rise up this morning, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Thank God for goodness and mercy. Thank God for his grace and mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, with you this morning, praying with you and for you from the blessed city of Baltimore. That's why we're being attacked. Blessed city of Baltimore. We have some praying, powerful people, the city of Baltimore. We have churches in almost every corner, praying, lifting up the name of Jesus. But God is still in charge. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is still in charge. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. Father, we come in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for last night's sleep and slumber. We thank you for even protecting us through, Father God, the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. Our homes are still intact. And we thank you right now. We thank you, Father. We can't thank you enough. If we have 10,000 tongues for how good you've been to us. You have blessed us over and over and over again. You have kept us safe, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. You have walked with us. You whisper in our ears and lead us and tell us what direction to go in, even though some of us didn't listen. We thank you, Father God, because you fed us. We thank you for the morsel of bread. We thank you for the clean, fresh water. We thank you for the electricity that we have. We thank you for the transportation that we have, our cars, our buses, taxi cabs, mobility. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Lyft, Uber, trains, the airplanes, the taxis, Father God. We thank you right now, glory be to God, for the bus, the public transportation that many people don't have. We thank you right now, Father God, for blessing us. For those that are able to get transportation, that are disabled, to go to and fro from the doctor, to the market, the shopping centers. We thank you, Father God, right now. We thank you for our health and for our strength, the ability to move our limbs, the ability, Father God, to walk a little bit. Many of us are not able to walk as fast or as quickly as we would like, Father God. For those of us that are able to run, hallelujah, glory be to God. Lift our hands and praise you, glorify you and magnify you. We thank you right now, Father God, for sons and daughters, aunts and uncles and grandparents and great-grandparents, sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews. We thank you right now, glory be to God, for those of us, our families are still intact. And those of us that have lost loved ones, Father God, we thank you for those that have accepted you as their personal Savior and have gone home to be with the Lord. We thank you right now. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day, this hour, this moment. We thank you, Father God, right now.
We're praising you, glorifying you, magnifying you for great things you have done in our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being with us every step of the way. Our lawyer in the courtroom, our judge in the courtroom. We thank you, Father God, for being our surgeon, doctor, nurse, anesthesiologist, the persons that dispense the medication. We thank you, Father God, for letting the benefits outweigh the side effects of the medication that we're taking on a daily basis. We thank you for healing us, Father God, from cancer, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, bone cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer. We thank you for healing us right now from prostate cancer. We thank you right now, Father God, before the doctor even say that we have it. We thank you right now in advance for healing us, Father God, from any condition. We thank you for healing us from COVID. We're not going to wait until the doctor say that we have this and have that. We thank you for your healing right now, glory be to God. We thank you in advance for keeping us safe as we walk the streets, as we go through our communities. We thank you right now for, Father God, keeping us safe from those bullets that are being fired in the air. We thank you, Father God, for you touching those individuals that don't value life. Touch their hands, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Father God, let them value life. Let them put down those guns and those weapons, Father God. We thank you right now. We thank you, Father God, for protecting us from seen and unseen danger. Glory, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Be with us and guide us and lead us and our family ones, our loved ones, and our family members, Father God. Be with us and guide us and lead us as we walk the streets, as we walk through the counties, as we walk through our neighborhoods. Protect us right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray, Father God, for a transformation of the minds of those, Father God, that don't value life. Touch their minds and their hearts and their spirits and their souls. Touch those hardened hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We're praying right now, Father God, that the firing of these illegal weapons will cease, the guns and the knives. Touch the hearts and minds of the dear ones, Father God, the rapist, my God, touch his mind, her mind. Touch, Father God, the evil ones that are walking this earth, that they'll fall on bending knees and say, what must I do to be saved? That they'll surrender their lives to you, put down the guns, the knives, put down, Father God, the pills out of that individual's hand that want to commit suicide. Take away, Father God, the razors that he or she is using to commit suicide. Not on our watch will you commit suicide, not today. God has a plan for your life, and that plan will come into fruition. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for husbands and wives. We thank you for marriages, Father God, that you have ordained for male and female. We thank you, Father God, for Reverend Dr. Teresa Mercer, Pastor Maybelle Hickman. We thank you, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Touch your mind, body, spirit, and soul. Send forth healing right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for Sister Burdetta Washington, her son and daughter, grandchildren. We thank you, Father God. Bless her family in its entirety. Touch her brothers and her sisters, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch that family and send forth your healing right now upon that family in its entirety. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing hand of mercy and grace. Touch his wife. Bless her right now, Father God. Send forth your healing hand. Glory be to God. We know that you're able. We come against COVID right now. We come against the monkey pops, Father God. Do not allow these conditions to continue to spread from person to person.
Let it disintegrate and burn and send it back to the pits of hell from which it's come. Any other diseases that are being created at this time, stop it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now. We praise you. We come against those illnesses right now. We come against those diseases right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch someone lying on their sickbed, Father God, that want to give up. Have them to hold on to your unchanging hand. We thank you, Father God, for Evangelist Janet Griffith. Bless her, Father God. Father God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Give her a spirit and desire to continue to serve you. Touch her children, Victor, Jonathan, and her daughter, Christina, and the baby. Send forth, Father God, deliverance into the family right now in the name of Jesus. We're crying out to you, Father God, for deliverance in our families. Apostle Joanne Foley, Minister Tiffany, Minister Marvin, we are praying for you. Kaya, we are praying for you. We are praying for your family in its entirety. Apostle Joanne Foley, Tushin Baptist Church, we lift up that church family. Glory be to God. Greater New Hope Baptist Church, the pastor, the church family, the ministers, the leadership, we are praying for you. God is able. God can do anything but fail. We are praying for all of our archbishops, our bishops, our chief apostles, our pastors, our doctors, our missionaries that are traveling around the world, establishing churches, our evangelists, as they travel. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for our trustees, deacon and deaconess, that are keeping our soup kitchens open. We're praying for our leadership in the body of Christ. You said that judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. And we're praying, Father God, that you'll touch every leader in our churches right now, that they will not only preach the word and teach the word, but they'll live according to the word of God. Our President Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, we are praying for you that you'll touch them mind, body, spirit, and soul. Have them to do what thus says the Lord. Father God, every vice president, we are praying for you, Carmela Harris, and your husband, that you'll fall on bended knees and cry out to Jesus, that Jesus, what is it that you have me to do? Stand strong in the Lord. Read the word. Pray over the word. Pray over your decisions. Congress, congressmen, let the Spirit of God dwell in those places, the White House, the House of Representatives. We're praying for kings and queens, ambassadors, popes, cardinals. We're praying for you. We know that there's one God, one faith. One God, one faith. One God. And we cry out to you, the almighty living God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're crying out to you this morning. We're walking by faith, depending solely upon you. We're praying for Jacqueline Anderson, Father God, her mother, her dad, her family in its entirety. We're praying right now, Father God, that you'll continue to be with them and guide them and lead them and direct them. Crown her head with godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Thank you, Jesus, for Pastor Victor Mines, Blood of Redemptive Church, Father God, his wife, First Lady Mines. We're praying for that church family, children and grandchildren. Yes, Jesus loves you, for the Bible tells you so. Apostle, Chief Apostle, Deborah Gilmore, Pastor Gregory Gilmore Sr. We are praying for you and your family and church family in its entirety. To God be the glory, church. We are praying for you. One God with many, one body with many parts. We are praying for you. Minister Sharon, we are praying for you in Gospel Tabernacle Church, along with Minister Barbara Duffy. Minister Yvonne McFadden, we are praying for you. God is able to keep your mom in perfect peace. Deaconess Mamie Duffy, we are praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. We lifted up all of our seasoned people, seasoned men and women of God. God is able. and God will keep you and guide you and lead you and direct you. We're praying for our young people, our youth, Father God. Keep them safe, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for all of our males. Special prayers that they will fall on bending knees and yield to the Almighty Living God. They are the seed. They're planting the seeds, Father God. And they will grow in Jesus Christ. Plant the word into their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls. Let them experience the newness of Jesus Christ. All of our males, we are praying for you. That God will strengthen you, guide you, lead you, and direct you. And you'll call out for Jesus Christ. Invite him into your life. Now is the hour of salvation. Seek the Lord while you have a chance. Men, cry and call on the name of Jesus. Invite him into your life right now. You can't get your life together. Only God can. We're praying for our males, Father God. They're planting the seeds that will grow and that will flourish. And, Father God, we want them to make a difference in the lives of their children. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Special prayers for our young black males. Special prayers for our young black males, Father God. Take away that desire for drugs and alcohol. They don't need crack cocaine. They don't need heroin. They don't need pills. They need you, Jesus. Stop them in their tracks as they begin to put that needle in their veins. They don't need that, Father God. Don't put another needle in your vein. Don't snort another cocaine or heroin. They don't need that, Father God. Stop them from bringing it into our communities and the cars, the trains, the planes, the private jets. Stop them from bringing it into our communities. They're destroying our families, Father God. Go to the top, Father God, the top man. Then touch our spirits of our young men that they will no longer have a desire, a taste for any type of illegal drugs or alcohol. We thank you right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for deliverance. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for deliverance from drugs and alcohol, prostitution. We thank you for deliverance, lying and stealing, the spirit of jealousy, that Jezebel spirit. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Father God. Many people do not get their prayers answered, my sisters and brothers, because they do not persist. It pays to be persistent. It is the praying through attitude of Jacob, his holy boldness, avowing, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Look at Genesis 32 and 26. That's what he said. I will not let thee go unless thou bless me. Genesis 32 and 26. I want you to know some years ago, a man in New York City visited a spiritual counselor asking for help with a supposedly incurable disease. The counselor assured this discouraged man that nothing was incurable with God. This man suffered great pain in his back, a part of his mouth, and the lobe of one ear had been eaten away. The counselor asked this suffering man to go home and spend 3 days persistent prayer. And a lot of us can't even spend an hour. But the counselor said, go home and spend 3 days in persistent prayer, believing he would be healed. During this time, he was able to take no medicine or food, but was to fast and pray. He was instructed to spend 4 hours a day meditating upon some healing scriptures. Thank you, Jesus. The balance of the time, he was to study the healings of Jesus in the four Gospels, the Word of God. The scriptures he used 4 hours a day for 3 days, my God, by his stripes I am healed. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And you could also use affirmations. I now concentrate, he said, on my mind and body to God. I am now willing and ready to give up false, dead, wow, my God, ideas about myself and others. I know that God has forgiven all my mistakes and all of my sins. I now see myself as God sees me. God see you as whole. God see you as healed. See yourself as God see you. With this radiant light filling every cell of my body, I am clean, free this morning. I thank God for healing power. I thank God for fulfilling the desires of my heart. I thank God that I am whole, free, well, now, and forever. Now, faith. This man was persistent in prayer. Are you, my sisters and brothers, persistent in prayer? Are you believing and trusting God as you pray? 3 days later, when he returned to the counselor, he had been healed. The lobe of his ear and his mouth were free from disease. The pain was gone. As with Jesus, who healed, yes, God is real. This can come out by nothing but prayer. This kind can come out by nothing save by prayer. Mark 9:29. I want you to say that affirmation. I now concentrate my mind and my body to God. You got to concentrate your body to God. You can't live it any old kind of way, doing any old kind of thing. Well, you can live that. You can live it, but you're going to suffer the consequences. And then we're going to blame it on God. God is real. God is in charge. He can do anything but fail. He has not failed you yet. Be persistent in your prayers. Persistent in prayer brings a dynamic healing to you on this day. Be persistent in your prayers. Those of us that can fast a little bit. Amen. I know a lot of you are on medication. Meditate on the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Powerful things will happen in your life. Healing and deliverance will take place in your life and lives of those around you. Pray the Scripture. This is your chief apostle with you this morning, Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, in the blessed city of Baltimore. We are praying for our nation because we are a nation called to pray without ceasing. To God be the glory for the great things he's doing in your life. Receive your healing, your deliverance. And don't be selfish with your prayers. Pray for others. Let others know how good God is. He's a good God. He's a precious God. Write to me today at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We are praying 24 hours a day. Yes, God is real. And he's real in my soul. Pray the prayers of faith. Pray the scriptures. You've got to learn how to pray for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Anoint yourself. Lay hands on yourself. They said they called upon the elders of the church. So the elders of the church need to learn how to pray for themselves before they go out and pray for someone else. Anoint yourself. Lay hands on yourself. Watch God move on your behalf. He's a good God. He's a gracious God. He's doing great and mighty things right now in this day and in this time. Thank you, Jesus. God is real. He's alive. He is in charge. Nobody but God. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Get it in your spirit this morning. Trust him. Believe in him. Walk with him. Talk with him. Praise him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. What about you? Give God the honor, the glory, the praise, and the days to come. Watch God move on your behalf. Thank him for your trials and tribulations. They will build you up, make you stronger. Trust him. This is your hour of salvation. Seek the Lord while you have an opportunity. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Tune in again on tomorrow. Power, hour of prayer. To God be the glory.